This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Feeney. How are you, Tom?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
And Tom is the CEO of Safelite. Now, anyone who has a car with a windshield wiper, you know Safelite. You've seen the commercials, and you're really known for your service. Talk about what the model is. I know it was founded in 1947 in pretty interesting business.
Yeah. Well, you said windshield wiper, but what you meant was windshield.
Windshield. Oh, yeah.
Pardon me. We do sell windshield wipers, so that's an important add-on for us. But it's really all the glass in the car. We pay attention to. So if breakage occurs on the side glass or rear glass, we would take care of that as well. But windshields are probably 70% of the work that we do. So I'm pleased to be here, and I love telling the Safelite story. And as you mentioned, we started back in Wichita, Kansas in 1947. In all places, a junkyard. And it started as a business that was salvaging glass for the benefit of customers, because back then it was flat glass, not safety glass that it is today. But here we are 70 years later, and today we operate in all 50 states. We have about 15,000 associates, can service a customer anywhere in the United States within 1 or 2 days of their need.
And you've built everything very deeply on your customer model, but specifically you're bringing AI into it. Describe what you're doing in terms of AI.
Yeah, so the two strategic principles that we have adhered to over the last 10 years have been to be a people-powered, customer-driven organization. And in our view, in order to deliver on the customer experience in the way we want to, it really starts with people. You have to have highly engaged people that are led by outstanding leaders who inspire them every day to service a customer. Now, you ask about AI and the technology that's going into vehicles today. If you own a 2017 or newer vehicle, have all of these advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS systems in them, that is telling you lane changing, it's got cameras going through the windshield, and what is becoming an increasingly challenging part of our business is selecting the right part. So that when we go out to service you mobile or when you come to one of our stores, that we have the right part there to do the windshield. And one example I would give you is a Jeep Wrangler, which the body style has not changed that dramatically over the past 5 or 6 years. But today, there are 27 different windshields we could select for that one vehicle. And it becomes that much more complicated. And so we use machine learning and we use artificial intelligence to help us pick the right part to make the customer
experience. How specifically?
So we are getting the build data from the manufacturers themselves. So we can go right in, determine the exact part that we need. And, of course, we want the machines to do that rather than a human being to do any of that. So when we pick the year, make, and model of the vehicle, the technology goes back and captures that machine, that build data from the manufacturers, and then populates the right part, which also picks the part in our warehouse or orders it from a supplier so that we have the right part when we need it. On AI, with the advancement of digital today, I'll give you an interesting statistic. 60% of the consumers who now choose Safelite are doing it on the web. No more phone calls. They are picking the part. They are scheduling the technician, identifying the location they want the work done, where they want it done, and that happens in about 4 minutes today.
4 minutes.
So in order to do all of that, we need artificial intelligence to help guide them through the process. What was once maybe 30 clicks on a website is probably down to 14 today, and the artificial intelligence helps guide the consumer through that process, as well as if they wanted to then transfer to a phone to speak to somebody, all of that information moves with them. Or if they called us first, we want to be able to identify the phone number, see if they were a repeat customer, and populate that information to the CSR, one of the heroes of our business, to make the customer experience that much better. And I would tell you, we're at the tip of an iceberg on this. There's going to be a lot more work done in this area in the next couple of years for us that will enhance the overall customer experience.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who reinvent the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Feeney, who is the CEO of SafeLight. And we're talking about how you're changing your supply chain and how you're changing your customer experience in terms of how people are ordering using AI. But here's what I'm wondering. Now we're moving into the age of autonomous cars. And when I look at the windshield of many cars, there are digital outlays and there are sensors built into all of this. So how are you navigating something like that?
Well, it's quite complicated, but a lot of that technology is coming up from the dashboard and being displayed on the windshield where you think it's embedded, but in fact it is not. So a windshield today is two pieces of flat glass with a piece of laminate in between.
Mm-hmm.
And that vinyl lamination has technology built into it in today's cars to allow those pictures to be there. So what it requires us is to take that windshield out very carefully, so we don't disturb any of the wiring that's in the pinch weld, make sure we clean and prep that vehicle correctly, and then when we install the new glass, make sure all the connections are intact and that we have recalibrated all of these systems that they function well, because this is really part of the safety system of a vehicle today. And you don't want to get that wrong.
Absolutely. And you and I have spoken before, and I think since 2017, you said you've actually recalibrated 100,000.
Yes, we have.
Yep.
We are becoming the specialist in this recalibration arena, much like we are the specialist in windshield replacement and all glass replacement on vehicles. We're known for that, and we will quickly be known for the place to go to have calibrations done as well.
Okay, so let's talk about the organization itself. Now, in 2008, you came in, and you've been there since 1988. So you've seen a lot happen. What did you learn from 88 to 2008 that first elevated you to become CEO? If there's any one insight of, we have a lot of listeners, and probably hundreds of thousands, that they are CEOs, but some would say, hey, I want to become a CEO.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is I can remember 2008 like it was yesterday, and it was the financial crisis that led to the transformation of SafeLight. We were following.
So it was a positive for you?
We viewed it as a positive. We saw it as a unique opportunity to transform the business in ways that we hadn't previously thought of before. And so we went about, we asked ourselves two fundamental questions. Who comes first and what comes first? And we accepted the fact that we had to stop reading the Wall Street Journal and seeing what everybody else was doing and simply focus on the things that were in our control. And when we ask the question, who comes first, there's only three answers you can give. There's no right or wrong, but it's either the shareholders come first, the customers come first, or you people come first. We were owned by private equity up to that point, and so the shareholders were clearly number one, and we believed that in order to optimize what we saw as the true potential of SafeLight, we would put our people first, hence the first strategy being people-powered. Then the second question was, what comes first? That question...
To clarify, this was with your board, this was with your executive team. Who did you decide this with?
Really, me and the executive team.
Yeah.
Now, we did this before we brought it to our board, and we did this without the help of any consultants. We did this internally because we believed we could move faster, and we believed we knew the business better than anybody else did. And so the second question of what comes first really comes out of Mike Tracy's book, The Disciplines of Market Leaders.
It's a great book.
You either an operationally focused
three
business,
different models,
product-driven, or customer-centric, right?
Yep.
So we were clearly operationally focused.
Mm-hmm.
And what that said to us is every decision we were making was made for internal purposes. And that if you truly believe that happy people equals happy customers equal extraordinary results. We had to transform the business from an operationally focused business to being customer-centric or customer-driven. Hence the second strategy. So people-powered, customer-driven, and that would lead us to extraordinary results. Not average, not mediocre, not run-of-the-mill, but extraordinary. And what's happened over the last 10 years is we have quadrupled the business, and we have quintupled the profits of the business. So by any stretch of the imagination, it, from a financial standpoint, it's been successful. But we believe the financials are the outcome of the actions you take. And so our engagement scores have gone up. Our net promoter score is sitting at 88% today, which is world-class by anybody's standards. And that's how we measure. Those are the two metrics. Our brand, we have a 50% preference on our brand, which is moving into the world-class category. So those are the metrics that guide us to say, okay, then the results will come.
Your website, anyone wants to go there, what is the website?
Safelight.com.
We would have known that. When we come back from commercial break, we're going to talk actually about that second level of customer experience model. Great. And the specifics of it. Back in a minute.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Feeney, who is the CEO of Safelite. And this is an organization a little under $2 billion, about 14,000 employees. But you made that transition in 2008 when you took over. And by the way, major message to everyone, if you take over in a market downturn, then it could be a blessing in disguise because it allows you to reinvent. When you reinvented into the customer experience model, people want to hear what were unique practices that you did that you said Safelite is doing this and no one else is.
This might sound bizarre, but we started to listen to the customer instead of to ourselves. So back to that question about what comes first. If you're operationally focused, you're listening to yourself. All the decisions you're making is internally focused, and you know, we all sit around the table.
Yeah, but specifically, how do you listen to the customer?
So
do you pick up the phone? Do you do a survey? Do you do focus groups?
Yes to all of that, but the main thing we were doing was reading the verbatims on the Net Promoter Score surveys we were doing. So we were doing in excess of almost 2 million surveys a year, and we were guided by the score. And we came up with a philosophy that NPS is more than a score. It's the verbatims that are the gold.
And see, everyone else sees it the other way. So what verbatims? Would you read the verbatims if you got a 5 or a 6, or would you read them if you got like an 8 or a 9?
We'd read them all.
You'd read them all. Now, when you say we, 2 million is hard. How many would you read?
Personally, I didn't read that many, but I had a team of people who would read the surveys, and we would always want the surveys to lead us to action. And that was the critical piece. So we would be, so in our management system, the way we cycle the business, once a month we meet on certain important topics, and NPS verbatims was one of those topics. And we would have that team tell us what was being said by the customer, and from there would lead us to action. So I mentioned earlier about the web design going from 25 clicks down to 14. That feedback we got was from customer NPS surveys. Operating on a Saturday, we found that most of the complaints we were having, we had an issue, it occurred on a Saturday, largely because the warehouses weren't aligned from an serving hour standpoint as the stores were. And so we were scheduling a customer and they couldn't get the part. Very simple thing to fix. So the feedback that we would get from customers would lead us to action that would overall enhance the customer experience.
Would you count on getting, say, 100 or 200 people saying one point, or if you just had one person give a message but you said that makes sense, would you still look into it?
Absolutely.
So here's the big key. It's all about verbatims and exactly what people are saying.
Yes. And then to that, we would then do surveys on particular topics. So if we had an idea that we thought something was a friction point in the customer experience, we would then put a survey out and we would use the web to do that. And we'd get immediate feedback from customers and that would guide us. And then we would do the traditional customer focus groups where we would go out with an idea, have them give us feedback, and that would shape it. And I'll give you a great example of that, which was texting. Instead of phone calls, people wanted text.
The customers told you that, and they're verbatim.
But if you think about the business and the evolution of smartphones, 5-6 years ago, that wasn't a big thing. So what we found is people would rather get a text, and now they want two-way texting. They want to be able to text you back. Now, that is not advanced technology, but it does take a company like ours a lot of work on the technology to build all those systems in to allow customers to do that. The picture of the technician, that came out of an idea from a customer. I'd liked a woman who'd like to know who was going to come to their home.
For safety reasons.
For safety reasons. Wow. So we had all our technicians take pictures, and today when you get your confirmation in the morning that we're going to come to your home, it's accompanied by a picture of the technician and their profile. How long have they been with SafeLight? What's a little bit about their background, etc.
And how close are you to getting actual time? My pet peeve is I ask the cable company to come, and it's Thursday, and they say, "Oh, we'll be there today." I'm like, "When? I can't stay home the whole day."
Yeah.
You know, how do you manage that?
So what's interesting is that we have found that people don't really need to know the exact time until you're within an hour or two away. And so that came out of research.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning, we will send a confirmation, narrowing the window down from probably 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that within 2 hours of us showing up, we will be in touch with you. And so the technician hits a button when they're on their way. It's called On My Way Text. And they inform the customer we'll be there. And we took a page out of Uber. We have built our own emoji, and we have a button they can click on, and about 70% of customers click on, and they watch the van as it's coming to them.
No way.
Yeah. You see, maybe you haven't seen that in a commercial. We actually show that in a commercial, and it's called On My Way Text. Yeah.
So this is really interesting. How do you do the whole chain of coming up with new customer ideas? Through how do you involve? You have a whole call center now. You've people texting all day long.
It's all done by technology. The technicians just press a button and away it goes. It's all done systematically because you know productivity is a key piece of our business, and it's an important part of our business to keep our technicians busy and productive, replacing auto glass. And so, and there's this whole distracted driving. You don't want them playing with their phones when they're driving. You want them focused on driving and safe driving at that. So we build all that technology into the system.
Smart.
For them. Yeah.
So being a transformative CEO who came in 2008 in a challenge, you've turned it 400% growth, you've said, in profit, 500% growth. What advice do you have to other CEOs about turning around a company, about being transformative?
Yeah. And so I would never use the word turning around, because I don't believe I turned SafeLight around. I believe I tapped into the greatness that was already there. And I empowered the people to do the things that we knew they could do. And so I was honored by E&Y as an entrepreneur of the year, and they used the phrase turning around, and it really bothered me because I didn't think it was a turnaround. However, I would say that the critical pieces for leadership is listening to the customer, listening to your associates, and then more importantly, taking action on what you're hearing. A lot of organizations listen well but don't act. So we believe that the real value is in the action. And then as a leader themselves, I would say available to both your associates and your customers.
And you've 1 minute left. You've your four
A's and a V?
Yes.
Yeah, so the four A's and a V. The first A is approachability. The second is about authenticity, being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
The third is about aspirational thinking. The fourth is about accountability, where you must...
And you told me who you take... And the V is?
And the V is visibility. You must be visible.
And who do you take phone calls from?
Well, I take interruptions from four groups. Associates, customers, clients, and my wife.
And on that note, you have it. And one final thing. All the CEOs out there, think about this. You want to hear from your customers, think about getting verbatims, exactly what they're saying, and then act on those. Great having you on the CEO Show,
Tom. My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Garrett, who is the co-CEO of Hackensack Meridian.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
My pleasure. And when we interviewed several years back, you were then the CEO of Hackensack. So talk about the merger and what Hackensack Meridian is today.
So we merged what was Hackensack University Health Network, which was a 4-hospital system, with Meridian, which was a 9-hospital system. And now today we're 16 hospitals and 450 distinct ambulatory care sites throughout New Jersey. We've become quite large in the state. We're comprehensive. We're integrated. The way I like to think about the merger, there's a lot of mergers in healthcare. Some of them have worked, some of them haven't. I think this one was done for the right reasons strategically. So Hackensack was very well known as a hospital of clinical excellence, nationally ranked clinical programs. We had a growing academic profile. We had a research infrastructure. As a matter of fact, we were planning to start a new school of medicine, which we subsequently have. Meridian had what I would call a full continuum of care. So they had a vast ambulatory care network as well as post-acute care facilities like subacute care and nursing homes and LTACs and assisted living facilities. And as the Affordable Care Act was rolling out, and as we were moving more toward value-based health care, I felt that what Hackensack was lacking, Meridian had. And Meridian felt what they were lacking, Hackensack had. So that's why I say this really was, 2 + 2 = 5. This was really done for the right reasons strategically, and that's why I think it's been such a big success after just only 2 years.
And you've 33,000 associates total. It's always a challenge for CEOs when they want to merge to create one united culture. What specifics are you doing to make that happen?
So what we did, Robert, is we had a tremendous amount of strategic initiatives right off the bat, and I can talk about those in terms of some of the partners that have come on to Hackensack Meridian, some of the mergers that we've done, some of the expansion of our healthcare programs. But none of that really is sustainable over a long period of time if you don't have a unified, strong culture. So what we did is we took a look, starting with our mission and our vision and core beliefs, and said, let's make it simple. Let's make it so that everybody can connect to it, and it can easily replace some of these legacy cultures that might have existed throughout Legacy Hackensack and Legacy Meridian. So from a mission perspective, we did make it very simple. It's basically to transform healthcare. From a vision perspective, we said we're going to do that by being innovative, and that innovation is in our DNA. And then we put together what we call the 4 C's, 4 core beliefs. They are compassionate, so that's something that represents the Hackensack Meridian culture, as well as collaborative and courageous and creative. So those
courageous.
Are the 4 C's. 4 C's. Creative has to really do with innovative, doing the right thing for the right reasons and not being afraid to fail either. So
that's courageous.
That's courageous. Yes, and creative is all about innovation. So we think with these 4 core beliefs, we've really created what I would call a unified, strong culture, and it is resonating. We constantly are communicating it. We're reinforcing it. We have some very unique ways to communicate our culture, too. We've instituted what we call virtual town hall meetings.
Virtual town hall meetings.
So we have, as you mentioned, 33,000 team members that are in such discrete locations all through New Jersey. It's hard to bring them all together at one time. It's hard for us to get to each of the sites on a regular basis. So we have virtual town hall meetings where team members gather in 40 different locations throughout the state of New Jersey.
So a lot of them will gather together. Some will be individually if someone's at home.
Correct.
And they could all link in. And is it just audio, visual,
it's
everything?
It's both. It's audio and visual. So we do a broadcast.
And how long is that meeting?
The broadcast is approximately 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And we deliver messages.
And do you do it in morning or afternoon?
It varies. So yesterday we had one.
So
yesterday.
You get different shifts.
We had one just yesterday, and it mm-hmm. was in the afternoon. But we've done others in the morning and others in the evening. And it's really an effective way to communicate to the masses. And the theme is always culture. We always talk about our culture. We start by talking about our core beliefs. We talk about behaviors and keeping what we call behaviors above the line, not going beneath the line. little things like, you know, turning cell phones off in meetings and not talking behind people's back and giving people appropriate recognition, things of that nature. So we always incorporate culture. We usually have a guest that we include on the broadcast. It's somebody from who's a culture champion at one of our sites, or a member of what we call our culture circle. Those are the folks that are planning cultural events. And then we follow the virtual town hall meetings with live appearances. We call them pop-up events. So literally the CEO, being me, pops up at different locations throughout the network.
Unexpectedly.
And again, culture is the theme. So we have a little card that has those four C's, those four core beliefs on them.
I love it.
Every team member takes a test as to which one best exemplifies them. And then I get to autograph if they're courageous. I get to autograph if they're compassionate, collaborative, whatever it is. And then they usually ask me how I scored. And
which is yours?
So collaborative was number one, followed by compassionate.
Everyone listening in, and we have about 600,000 listeners, if you want to bring together two cultures, this is what a brilliant idea. And having these virtual town halls, fantastic. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bob Garrett, who is the co-CEO of Hackensack Meridian. So let's move now to a really important thing, which you've been focusing on: strategic partnerships. Now, let's start with the education one, because I think that's really interesting.
So we started our own school of medicine, and we affiliated with Seton Hall University in order to do that. And I think really the future of healthcare is about innovation, and I think we need to start innovating when healthcare providers start their educational process. So we've actually started this new medical school this year. We have 60 students. We're going to be ramping up to 150 students per class. That's a four-year program. And unlike medical schools that have been around for so long, we really can design a brand new innovative curriculum. And I'll give you a couple examples of what we've done. With our partner, Seton Hall University, we've relocated their College of Nursing and the Allied Health Schools to the campus, so they are on the same campus in the same facilities as our medical students. They actually go to class together. So medical students, nursing students, allied health students go to class together.
I've never heard of that.
It's not been done with the type of scale that we've been talking about. I think there have been some pilots out there, but this is true interprofessional academics. The reason for it, Robert, is because it's so important to break down these silos and these barriers that have existed really for generations in healthcare settings. And we know there's a lot of studies that have been out there that show that patient outcomes and patient experience improves when the healthcare team truly works as a team. So these folks are going to class together, they're sharing science labs, they're getting to understand each other. Another innovation we can do, that most schools haven't been able to do yet, is really think about the humanistic side of being a doctor, and really training and educating physicians in that respect. So as an example, we have what we call a community immersion program, where medical students actually go out into the community. They're adopted, actually, by two families during their tenure as medical students. They follow those two families. They understand.
Really?
They understand their social determinants. They understand some of the barriers that they have in keeping healthy, in thinking about access to care. And it really puts the medical student's mindset in the framework of not just taking care of sick patients, but what do I need to do as a doctor in the future to keep people healthy? And how do I really make a difference, particularly in underserved communities that have these challenges, in keeping whole communities healthy? It's really exciting. And I have to tell you, the medical students, they love it. I mean, this is the pioneer class. And to a person, they said one of the reasons they chose our medical school was because of innovative programs like our humanism in medicine program.
That's really breakthrough what you're doing, and it must be tremendous for the students.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And, you know, I got a chance to interact with some of the students. Number one, I have to say, they're so young. It's just amazing to see them. They're so enthusiastic, really smart, and they just love the innovation. They love the idea that they're being educated with some of their colleagues and some of the other professions. They love really interacting with the families. I mean, that's been an amazing thing. And the other thing that they can do, which we provide, is a 3-year medical education. So, you know, affordability in medical education is really a big issue today. So these students can actually save the 4th-year tuition. And what they typically would do in that 4th year is do a residency program at one of the Hackensack Meridian residency sites. So that works for us, too, because we have a great supply of physicians for years to come.
And on that exciting note, we're about to take a commercial, and we'll be back in a few.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bob Garrett, who is the co-CEO of Hackensack Meridian. This is an organization of about $5.8 billion and 16 hospitals, 450
patient care locations.
Wow. Yes. 33,000 employees.
Team members. Yep.
Team members.
Yep.
So we were talking about strategic initiatives. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Carrier.
Yeah. So, I've been saying for some time that our behavioral health system in the United States is very fragmented, if not broken. There's just not a lot of coordination of care. And so many of our patients who are in our hospitals, who are in our emergency departments, have behavioral health diagnoses or behavioral health issues, or they might have secondary issues or diagnoses in behavioral health. So we've decided to merge with a big behavioral health provider in New Jersey. It's really the best one in New Jersey, called the Carrier Clinic. They're very well known for their inpatient psychiatric care. They've been innovative. They've invested in some new technologies. And we think through this partnership that we can really lead the way in providing better coordinated behavioral health services. A couple examples of what we're going to be doing is on the inpatient side, some of our hospitals don't have access to specialized psychiatrists. They have general psychiatrists. They don't have specialized psychiatrists. Through telepsychiatry, they'll be able to, the doctors at the Carrier Clinic will be able to help our patients.
And that works.
And that
telepsychiatry.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been tested in
many forms. So that's one example. Another example, and I don't think anybody's done this before, is we have, as you mentioned before, 450 different ambulatory care locations. Some of those are urgent care centers. And what we're going to do is we're going to add a behavioral health component to our urgent care centers, because why should somebody who has a behavioral health issue get caught up in a hospital emergency department where there are medical issues there that are life-saving in nature, but somebody else needs specific behavioral health help. They don't get it in a typical emergency department. So we're going to add that component to our urgent care centers, and I think that's going to be really unique, and that'll really extend access to patients who have behavioral health issues. A third thing we're going to do with the Carrier Clinic is we're going to establish addiction treatment centers. So many, particularly in New Jersey, so many young people are going out of state to receive addiction treatment. Their families have to travel sometimes across the country. We want to provide world-class addiction treatment services in New Jersey. So with the help of Carrier Clinic, we're going to be able to fulfill that part of that mission.
And so strategic partnerships have really been systemic to your growth.
Incredible. You know, one other one that I think is worth mentioning is a partnership that we've done in the area of cancer care, and that's with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. You know, obviously Memorial Sloan Kettering is world-renowned in providing cancer care and world-class cancer services. So we partnered with them. It's a first-of-its-kind partnership for Memorial Sloan Kettering. So the first thing we did is our physicians and Memorial Sloan Kettering physicians have developed a set of clinical standards. Over 100 clinical standards have been developed. They are being put in place in Memorial Sloan Kettering's ambulatory cancer centers and in Hackensack Meridian's ambulatory cancer centers. So if you're a cancer patient in southern New Jersey or central New Jersey, northern New Jersey, if you're at a Memorial Sloan Kettering site or a Hackensack Meridian site, you will get the same standard of care, what I would call world-class cancer care closer to home. And more people, you know, we talk about access as being a big issue in healthcare. More and more people want that world-class cancer care closer to home. They don't want to necessarily have to travel to big metropolitan areas to get it.
Right.
And now they won't have to. We're also going to be owning and operating new cancer centers that we're building with Memorial Sloan Kettering together. We are, as an example, we have care transformation teams that we've established that are really looking at every major disease entity that's out there and saying, how can we do it better? How can we achieve better quality outcomes? How can we make the patient experience better? Maybe we're seeing patients in the wrong setting. Maybe part of their hospital stay would be better. They would be better off if it was in a non-acute care setting. And we're also looking at how we can make healthcare more affordable. I think that's a big issue for our country, for society. So these teams are also been charged for in making the delivery of healthcare more efficient and thus making healthcare more affordable for all Americans.
When we spoke several years ago, what's exciting is all of these are completely new initiatives, and there wasn't even the merger then.
Right.
But one thing that you did have then was what you had called destination physicians, and that's why Hackensack was known for their clinical excellence through the merger. How do you expand the concept of destination physicians when you're merging with a company and creating a much larger entity?
So I think the glue in terms of expanding destination physicians to our network is, number one, the new medical school. So many physicians want to teach, and we have really engaged so many of them on the faculty. Number two, we have we've really invested in a major initiative in research. So we've established a Center for Discovery and Innovation, and many physicians, what I would call destination physicians, really want to participate in research. They want to be innovative. They want to be on the cutting edge, and that has really drawn more destination physicians to our network. And then there are others that really like the diversity of a larger health network and being able to practice at different settings. They can practice at academic centers. They can practice at community hospitals, 450 ambulatory care sites they could be practicing at. So I think the merger has really brought so much diversity to the table to attract more and more destination physicians. And so far, so good. We've been successful in really attracting them, and I think most of them are really happy, particularly with the new medical school and our new research institute.
You have 1 minute left. What advice on the word leadership and effective leadership? What's core to you?
I think core to leadership is being mission driven, number one. You
need, any industry, doesn't have to be healthcare.
Doesn't have to be healthcare. You need to believe in your mission. People around you need to see that you truly believe in what you're doing, and what your business is doing, what your healthcare organization is doing, whatever industry you're in. You really need to be mission driven. Number two, you need to attract the best people around you who I would call are missionaries. They are also folks that are mission driven, that really believe in the mission and the message. And then, you know, I think leadership is all about communication. You know, I spoke a little bit about the virtual town hall meetings. You constantly have to communicate your message, your mission. And the other part I think that's kind of a little bit underrated in leadership is listening skills. You need to listen. I think there was a quote that I recently heard, and that is that leaders that that don't listen eventually have people around them that have nothing to say.
And on that inspirational note, Bob Garrett, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Oh, it was great to be here. Good to see you.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.